It's loud.
Loud?
But yeah. Yeah, it made my ears ring and everything.
But it runs good, huh?
Oh, yeah. She runs fine. I'm going to put on a six.
Hey, what's your first name?
Joshua.
Joshua. I'm James. Can I give this to you?
Sure. What is it?
I'm a traveling preacher. I travel the country. That's why I'm here. They're rotating my tires. Excuse me. I can't talk this morning. It's early. I travel the country, and I remind people, you're a young man. You told me you're only 18. There's two kingdoms in this world. You see how wicked the world is? The world is Satan's kingdom. You ever thought about that?
Yeah.
You just heard about that shooting that happened. Everybody, you know, is all freaked out about the culture and everything that's happening. So this is Satan's kingdom, what he's developed. Christ came and showed us the kingdom of God. And so what I just offer to you is to ponder as a young man, where's your life going to take you following the culture? I used to be that way. I had to repent and come out of that. The Bible says that Christ came to shed his blood and defeat death. So you're a young man, but you know what? Death is still coming for you. You ever have any friends that died young?
I have.
Yeah. So death is still coming for you. I'm an old man and I'm living on, but you know, I see 20-year-olds that die. And so death is a result of sin. Did you know that? Going against God. And what I want to share with you is all of these church systems in the buildings on Sunday, they don't teach you the truth. They're teaching you a bunch of man-made traditions, and they teach you a bunch of ways to make like you happy. They'll put you in a youth group, and there'll be a bunch of other girls there, and you like it. You're all happy. But they're not teaching you the truth of God's word that calls you to, because of what Christ did, he shed his blood and rose again. It calls you to repentance, which means you change your mind and change your ways. And when that happens, real quick, you'll be born again by the Spirit of God. And when you're born again, you know what happens? Your mind changes, your heart changes, and your desires change.
Yeah.
And then last part, holiness and obedience is the fruit you're born again. Not that you go to church, not that you read your Bible, but that you actually begin to leave Satan's kingdom and follow God's kingdom. And then you're a young man. If you ever get married, you have to endure in your marriage every day, right? If you got married and then failed after a year, you're a failure, right? If you failed after a year, you'd have to keep enduring in the marriage, right? Every day loving her. So that's the gospel to eternal life, that Christ came to show us that way. And I just like to, you've been gracious to listen. I just like to share with people to ponder your fate. If you were to die today because of how you lived your life, one sin, when you stand before God, what's he going to say? Versus if you're in Christ, I sinned too. I sinned a lot in the past. I was the worst of the worst. I'm not a perfect man today, but I've turned my life to now follow Christ and try to be holy, which is set apart in all my ways. And when I do fall into sin, I repent and leave it quickly. I don't live in it. But ask yourself, if you were to stand before God today, you don't have to answer this, what would you say to him? And now you know about Christ, and you can get access to a Bible like King James on your phone. You can look up a King James Bible, and you can read. And if you understand the glorious love and mercy of God, how he came and he's... Have you sinned in your life?
Yeah.
You see how merciful he is? You know, God could kill us when we sin and go done. But he's merciful and he keeps long suffering with us.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I actually preach at one of my churches. I preach preschool and I preach to the kids and stuff.
Okay.
14 and under.
Okay.
I see your point of view and stuff. Yeah. I don't agree with all of it.
Yeah, so here's what I'd like you to do. Go to my website, don'tperish.com. I have a 10-point test on there. And we don't want anybody's money. I don't want you to come follow after me. I want you to follow Christ in the Word. I have a 10-point test, and it'll show you why this Sunday churchianity's not of God. Sunday's not. Quickly, let me go over this with you. To follow Jesus means what? To follow him in spirit and truth, he said. You can't follow him in lies. You can't. So let's look at it. Sunday is not the Lord's Day. Man invented that. The building system, again, going to worship in a church, man reinstituted that. God did away with that. And Jesus said, we'll worship God everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, Christmas and Easter. These are pagan holidays. Do you know who started these, Josh? The Roman Catholics. If you're doing that, you might as well go be Roman Catholic and sit under the Pope. And that's a whole pagan, ungodly... You know, the Roman Catholics killed like 50 million people over the years. Okay. So you're practicing Christmas and Easter. Here's one for you. Good Friday. You guys practice Good Friday, right? Good Friday and then Sunday resurrection. Jesus said he'd be in the grave 3 days and three nights. Can you get 3 days and three nights from Friday evening to Sunday morning? Not even close. It's a lie. He died on Wednesday. He resurrected on Saturday. Why? Because he is our Sabbath rest. That used to be the Sabbath. They would rest on Saturday. Christ is our Sabbath rest today, according to Hebrews 4. And so what I'm sharing with you is these church systems tickle ears, a lot of emotional music. That's not worship of God. You know what worship of God is? Everyday life lived for Christ, living for him out in the world, training yourself up, going out, sharing the gospel, preaching the gospel. those places, you got to admit, they're feel-good places, aren't they? They play to your flesh, and they keep false traditions, and they don't preach the biblical gospel of Christ crucified and teach you as a young man, kill your flesh, come out of the culture, don't conform to the world.
Because I think you should check out my church.
They are the world. What's the name of it? I will.
It's Abundant Harvest Worship Center.
Okay.
It's down there.
Abundant Harvest Worship Center. I'll check it out.
Check that out.
Now, let me make you an offer. I will check them out, and if I find that they have unbiblical issues, I will put up a testing on my website. I won't even mention your name. I'll put up a testing on my website, and I'd like you to go to my website and look at it. Would you go if I do that? Don'tperish.com.
See you there on Sunday?
I'll post it. What's that?
See you there on Sunday?
Sunday? I got to get down the road. I can't. Right. I'll come back some other time. You know what I do. I'll be honest with you. I go out and hold gospel signs on street corners. I go out and I street preach at events. I actually go to religious places, but I don't go inside. I don't interrupt the worship. They're just not a worship service. I don't interrupt their religious service. I stand on public property with gospel signs. And the hope is, how many people go to your body? 200, 300?
To my church?
Yeah.
Yeah, something close to that.
Okay. My hope is...
like 100.
Okay. My hope is one person like you would come up and go, hey, man, what are you doing here with the gospel sign? And then I could share with you. Because most of those people in there don't want the gospel truth. What they want is what they have. The music, the coffee, the donuts, the programs.
Well, my church is very based on destroying the flesh to the point, like, I've been passed out on the carpet, not because I was drugged, not because I was fed all this crap, but just in the spirit talking to Jesus.
Yeah, but see,
times.
That I would warn you. I would warn you.
I've done a lot.
I would warn you. That sounds like a lot of Word of Faith, NAR, New Apostolic Reformation stuff. The Holy Spirit does not lay you out on the carpet. I'm going to warn you. I love you. The Holy Spirit doesn't lay you out on the carpet. You won't find that anywhere in the Scriptures. That's of Satan. It really is. It really is. You have to be careful. The Holy Spirit brings... joy of the Holy Spirit. You know what joy of the Holy Spirit is? It's not jumping around, dancing, singing, yelling, knocked out on the ground. You know what joy of the Holy Spirit is? I encourage you to study the Bible and study the actual Greek and Hebrew words. If you look up that word joy in the Greek, it means inner calm and cheerfulness. Jesus wasn't jumping around and dancing. Jesus wasn't laid out on the floor. Neither was Apostle Paul. Inner calm and cheerfulness. Like they're about ready to kill me. And I don't want to die, and it's going to hurt, be painful, but I have inner calm and cheerfulness. Like when they call the police on me just for standing on public property, and the police show up, and I go, here we go again, and I think, I could get arrested today. Inner calm and cheerfulness, and I deal with the police, and I witness to them, and I don't break laws, and I'm peaceful, and I'm calm. And that's my point, is those places, they're not rooted in God's Word. You have to test yourself and be a Berean. And here's what Jesus said in Matthew 10. I ask this people this all the time that are in churchianity. If you really say you're following Jesus, are you willing, don't answer this, ponder it, are you willing, if you're really following Jesus, to go to His truth? And would you be willing to lose your Abundant Life Center family, lose your blood family, lose a girlfriend that you like? Would you be willing to lose that all if you see that the truth of Christ is going this way and churchianity goes that way? If you can't even imagine, wow, leaving that for Christ. Remember those fishermen? They dropped their nets in the Bible and they followed Jesus. If you're not willing to do that, I offer to you that that's an idol. And that's what most churchianity is. It's an idol. Do you know what a placebo is? A placebo pill, they do experiments with them. They take two people, they give you the real medicine, they give me a sugar pill. Neither of us know which one is right or wrong, and then they test the effects on our body. And then I start saying, hey, I feel better, my arm doesn't hurt, I'm feeling really good. And they go, that was a sugar pill.
It's all just play of the mind.
Yeah, play of the mind. That's what this is. This is a play of the mind. They get people to think they're worshiping God, then people leave there, and what do, Josh? They go out and they live like the world, watching TV, watching video games, living for the things of the world, not going out and living for Christ. So you've been gracious. I love you. I have nothing in this but to encourage you. Yeah. I'm going to put a testing up on that body. And here's my offer to you. Read it, and you call me, email me, and show me where I'm wrong in God's Word. And if I'm wrong, I'll repent. And I will come. I'm going to send this testing to your pastor. Don't mention my name. I'm going to send it to him. Don't mention how you met me. And let's see what he responds. I'll share with you how he responds. Most times, you know what they do? They block me and they ignore me. When I show up at the religious places on the public sidewalk peacefully, they call the police on me. Who?
Oh, they'll probably just be praying for you. Like,
who would Jesus? Who was Jesus' greatest enemies in the Bible?
There wasn't Jesus never had enemies. Jesus shared with all. It wasn't.
He did have enemies. Who killed him? Who wanted him dead? Who said, crucify him, crucify him? The Jews. They were the religious people of the day, the Pharisees. That's the churchianity system today. That's the modern pastors today.
But he didn't see them as enemies at all.
No, he personally didn't have enemies. They were enemies to him. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They ask, I'm like, he didn't have
enemies. No. They were enemies to him. He talked about enemies. And he said, your enemies will be in your own household. So you'll go share with somebody and say, hey, I met this guy. And they'll go, oh, he's a cult. He's workspace. He's a legalist. He's against churchianity. And your family will turn against the truth of God that I'm telling you to keep you in their system. They will. They will. Our families did it. We had to lose our family. I had to lose my career. We lost everything to follow Christ because that's a fake system. And you must repent.
I don't go to church with my family.
Yeah, okay. Praise God. That'll be a help for you seeking truth. And so if you go deep and become a Berean in the scriptures, and my website will help you, I'll Bible study with you. If you want help, if you want encouragement, I don't want your money. We don't take anybody's money. We don't want you to come follow us. I want you to open your Bible and become a Noah in this town. You got to go.
Yeah. So I'm going to talk with you.
I'm going to put that testing up.
How you believe it?
Yeah.
And I just hope God shows you everything you need.
Yeah. And same with you. I hope that you test yourself, go deeper. Remember this last thing, Mark 7. Jesus said, if we keep false traditions, we worship him in vain. You don't want to worship God in vain. I love you. I hope to hear from you sometime, man.